Because the current self-defense forces manual is saying that we need to ask the local people to collaborate to the military or ask them for help whenever they are in need. And if we as a Japanese citizen see the rules or the manuals, we don't think, we can't imagine how dangerous it is if we don't know the history of Okinawa. But if you know the history of Okinawa, what happened during the battle, we can immediately think like, oh, the same thing would happen, might happen. So that's what we wanted to do in the film. I know that the many people in self-defense forces join the forces because they wanted to help people, because they wanted to protect Japan in a good way. Nobody wanted to go war. But we really needed to question what happened during the last 5 years because of the, we have like three recent laws that's really changed the form of self-defense forces. The recent one was national security law that's allowed self-defense forces to collaborate with the US military in the name of collective defense, collective self-defense. So as a member of the self-defense forces, I know a lot of people are struggling, just confused. And I made this documentary not only because I don't want to repeat the same history again. Also, I want to save the lives of self-defense forces members. So I hope that many people in the self-defense forces can see my documentary in the future.